I welcome you affectionately for this special episode of Above the Clouds. It's today where we all go from our little ashram into the town of Berlin to dance during the Ratha Yatra festival. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted during this festival with seven groups of kirtan parties, and he danced and all of them with great abundance. His spiritual master had taught him this verse from the Bhagavatam. Evam ratasva priyanama kirtya, etc. By chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly, or cries, or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent public opinion. The art of dancing in spiritual life is very profound. See, we do not create the flow of this world, nor do we create the flow of the spiritual world. We don't create the gravitational forces. We don't create what is going on in the spiritual world, the Kladini and Samvichakti, which moves everything. But we also cannot abolish these forces. All we can do is we can dance with them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing before the Ratha Yatra car gives us a very nice example how to make our dancing spiritual. He first started to say prayers to the Lord so that he was in the right connection, and then the dancing started in earnestness. Prabhupada writes that when he introduced the chanting and dancing, he was immediately met with success. He said, simply by chanting and dancing, we have received good responses all over the world. And he also said, simply propagate this chanting and dancing, feasting and following the regulative principles. These are the four pillars of our success. However, there is one thing which we need to know. This chanting and dancing should not be like a material ball dance where one is a little bit self-conscious, or like a disco dance or so on. No, it should be done for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada once commented on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic dancing. It is to be understood that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced, he did so by the influence of the pleasure potency of the spiritual world. Thus, the dancing is clearly a result of an elevated state of consciousness. First should be the bhava, the Krishna conscious mood in the heart. And then this dancing is an expression, a devotional offering of that mood. Look at a volcano. First there is lava, which comes forth from the inside of the volcano, where there is good heat. And then it comes out and flows over the edges. In the same way, first there should be love or gratitude or worship in the heart, and then the devotee chants and dances, not caring for the public. Prabhupada said, this is Bhagavad Jivan, or the life of a devotee. In a dancing, there have to be three elements: Bha, Ra, and Ta. Bha stands for Bhava, Ra stands for Raga, and Ta stands for Tala. Bhava means ecstatic mood, Raga means the melody, the sound, and Tala means a rhythm. So if you want to dance, in the art of spiritual dancing, say some prayers which will enhance your bhava. Then find a melody, raga, and then there should be rhythm and dancing, or tala. There's a Sanskrit verse which instructs us about the proper mood while dancing. It's a prayer. Here the dancer will address the Lord like this: alas, I have passed so many days engaged in meaningless sense gratification and by acting according to my own intelligence and plans, I have accumulated so much karma. But aho, in this way I have fallen far away from my Lord, the Lord of the universe, and I have not been able to put an end to my misery. Therefore today I behave like a child. I dance in abandon as I raise my arms to the sky. Then I call out, just see, will he not be merciful and take me into his own lap? There's a very good example during the Ratha Yatra festival. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go before the cart, and he would remember Radharani's feelings as she looked at Krishna in the fields of Kurukshetra. These were war fields. After a long time, Krishna had come to Kurukshetra for a celebration, a purificatory ritual. And when the inhabitants of Vrindavan had heard that Krishna would be nearby in Kurukshetra, which was only 71 kilometers away from Vraj, they all came in a long procession to meet Krishna again. And when there was reunion and Radha saw Krishna, she said, oh, in the absence of you, I was slowly burning in a fire of separation, but now I see you again. At that time, after the festival, Krishna intended to go back to Dwaraka, which was far away on the other side of the continent. But Radha and the gopis would not tolerate this. They took the chariot on which Krishna was sitting, ready to go, and they pulled it towards Vrindavan. This is the whole idea of the Ratha Yatra festival. Outwardly, it may look like a colorful procession with chanting and dancing, flags, fruits which are offered, a festival which is presented to the public. But inside, there is another thing going on. There is a very feeling festival a festival of emotions going on, where the devotee pulls Krishna back into his life. When the devotee takes the ropes which are tied to the chariot of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, he is in the mood that now I'm pulling you back into my heart. This is just one example for us how an internal mood, a bhava, is the basis of the dancing. In fact, everything which we do with our bodies, which we speak with our words, should be carried by this internal mood. I would like to share with you how Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur illustrated the verse from above, which was explaining to us how a devotee who's moved by this bhava laughs and he chants and he dances. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur saw something in his heart as he was sitting down to give a purport to this verse. What he saw was Krishna moving into a house of a gopi to steal some butter, and what was happening between him and the gopi. The elderly gopi shouts out, "Oh no, that thief Krishna, the son of Yashoda, has entered the house to steal the fresh butter. Grab him, keep him away." As Krishna was hearing these menacing words spoken by the elderly gopi Jarati, he immediately started to leave the house. The devotee, to whom this transcendental pastime is revealed, laughs in ecstasy. But suddenly, he can no longer see Krishna. He then cries in great lamentation, "Oh, I have achieved the greatest fortune in the world, and now it has suddenly slipped from my hands." Thus the devotee cries loudly, "Oh, my Krishna, where are you? Give me your answer." Sri Krishna answers, "My dear devotee, I heard your loud complaint, and so I have come again before you." So then the devotee sees Krishna coming, stepping out in careful steps, looking left and right. And upon seeing Krishna again, the devotee begins to sing, "Today my life has become perfect, thus overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. He dances like a madman." So these are some considerations of dancing. The most important thing is be in a Krishna conscious mood and then give expression to your enthusiastic ecstatic feeling as a means of worshipping Krishna. This is the secret music, this devotional feelings which makes the devotee dance. And outsiders may not always understand this. Nietzsche once said, "And those who were seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music." Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur recommends that we study the following verse in this connection. Parivatu jano jata tatava. Let the garrulous populace, garrulous means those who always talk about everything without having thought about it. Let the garrulous populace say whatever they like. We shall pay them no regard. Thoroughly maddened by the ecstasy of the intoxicating beverage of love for Krishna. We shall enjoy life running about, rolling on the ground and dancing in ecstasy. My dear devotees, my dear friends, and all of you listeners out there, I wish you a lot of happiness in dancing for Krishna. Dance more, and see you for the next episode of Above the Clouds.